as I mentioned to you before, it took me a lot of failures, until I got it.
Mm-hmm.
And because sweetbread is a tricky, it's a tricky recipe. It's
welcome to Married to Portuguese. On each episode, my English-Irish husband, Bob, and I discuss and laugh about our life and adventures in the Portuguese culture.
Bom dia.
Bom dia.
It's been a while. Unplanned, but it's been...
No, it wasn't planned.
It's been a while. Busy with work.
Yes.
I would say for me, as a corporate drone, I'm back to pre-COVID levels for traveling.
Yeah.
So I've been on the run. And then last week was Easter. And
last weekend was Easter. And I don't...
It would be a sin to film on a holy day.
That wasn't the reason. Okay. We usually film... just a quick, like, FYI.
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. We film on weekends so that... Because during the week, Bob's busy with work. I'm busy with work. You know, so we don't have the time. By the time we get to the evening, it's like we're both burnt out and we just like, last thing I want to do is...
Can't string two words together.
Yeah, or like tired and it's time to like be quiet for a moment. So we usually do this for the weekend. So last weekend, it was a busy weekend and I hope everyone had a happy Easter and blessed Easter.
I did.
Yeah, we did. We did have a really good Easter. So we didn't have time at all. We just, it was... We had the family over. We had our two of our three daughters were here with their husbands and our grandchildren. So it was wonderful. It was wonderful.
Busy. And the days leading up to that, we were cooking because we hosted here. And everybody brought something.
Yes.
So it wasn't
everybody,
all on us.
Yes. But
and we started with sweetbread.
Oh.
Or I say we. I mean, Maria started with sweetbread.
I started with sweetbread. It came out amazing. And of course, I make it so that I can deliver to some people. And so it was a big batch. I didn't do a double batch. I did a single batch, but it was a 5.5-pound bag of flour. And usually because it was cold. I made it and I said to Bob, I said, oh, it's going to take forever to rise because of the heat. You know, even though we had the house nice and warm and we did, you know, all of these things. And we ended up proofing in the oven.
Yes, the oven has a proof setting, which we've never used.
Yes, and we didn't have that on our previous stoves. So this was something where...
It's not like this is a new stove either.
No, it isn't, but...
We just never thought...
We never... Bob's like, did you ever use the proof button in there? And I'm like, huh? What? And I'm like, yeah, let's do it because it's so cold. It was so cold. And so it rose really quickly. The second rise went really quickly. So I was baking sweetbread at 2:30 in the morning.
I was getting sweet, sweet sleep.
He was sleeping. I was downstairs baking sweetbread.
Mm-hmm.
So because when it rises the second time, you can't wait. You have to put it in the oven. So I was quite busy and tired. But we cooked, and of course, I overcooked and overmade stuff. But everybody left the house with enough stuff to feed them for the week. So, or at least get them started.
At least get them started.
Yeah.
So that was really good.
Yeah.
And I was like, what else did you make? It's only been a week, but now I've forgotten.
We made the ham. We made, we ended up, instead of me making a roast that I usually like to make, I had said, let's grill. So we spatchcocked a couple of chickens, because usually I do turkey and ham, but this year I didn't do turkey. And not everybody likes lamb, so we didn't do that. So we spatchcocked a couple of chickens and marinated in a nice, spicy Portuguese spice kind of thing. And Bob grilled it that day, which was wonderful.
It's about 45 minutes on the grill.
Yeah.
Turn it. I just put it on the grill, close the lid.
It's delicious.
Set the timer on the old watch. And but we do check the temperature.
We do. You know, I think, you know, if I haven't said this before, everyone should have a neat thermometer at home. one that you can, you know, a digital one, because it makes quite the difference.
It's made grilling a lot easier, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. So that was really good. And then the other thing with Easter, with the desserts, so we made the Rusdush.
Made the Hostos.
Which was really good. But the girls really wanted
the lemon coconut cake. That, because I always ask my girls, okay, anything special you want me to make? Because, you know, I'm going to make sweet bread and, you know, I'm going to make rice pudding because that's a definite. And they were like, both of them were like, both, you know, both of our daughters were like, the lemon coconut cake.
Which is on the website, right?
It's on book one.
Book one.
And I know I've shared it before. It's there. It's there. I think it is on our website. So, and I know I heard from some of you that you also made that.
It's just so good.
It's so good. It is. It really is. So I was happy to see that a whole bunch of people made it. And I loved seeing a whole bunch of people making the sweet bread for like the first time and sending me pictures. I didn't share all of them, you know, because a lot of people send me private messages with pictures and I'm not going to be sharing it unless, yeah, I feel funny doing that. I don't have permission from them to do it or anything. But if they shared it on my page in front of everybody, I made sure to, to make a comment on
it. So it's fun to see those pictures.
Oh, I love it. I love seeing that. And I loved that this year there were plenty of first-time makers for sweetbread. And the successes.
Yeah, good for you.
Yes. Because as I mentioned to you before, it took me a lot of failures until I got it.
Mm-hmm.
And because sweetbread is a tricky recipe. It's a very finicky, tricky recipe.
I think the outcome is very personal.
Yes.
And so, like, you'll never make it the way your mother or your grandmother
did. Never.
Because they were in a different kitchen, they had slightly different ingredients.
Yes.
Weather conditions,
yes,
all humidity, the stuff, it's never, it's rarely the same.
Yes, yes.
Twice by the same person, let Correct. Alone repeating what somebody else has done.
Correct.
So there was a lot of years trying to get to your.
Yes, yours. Because I was trying to always create my mom's. I was always trying to recreate my mom's.
Be yourself.
And I think you just have to, yeah, you just have to say, I can never make that because I am not her.
I'm not saying to quit.
No. It's just that you need to make it in a way that you feel comfortable and are okay with doing it and the outcome you're happy with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. Because originally when I would make it and I would want to make it like my mom's and I would even give it to family and I'd say, does it taste like my mom's? Because that's what I wanted it to be.
Well, sure.
And, you know, and it'd be like, no, not really. Or close, but no cigar. And then that makes me go, oh, okay, I got to try again. And it's not right. And after all these years, it's like, you got to do it for you. You got to do it for you. You got to do it for your tastes. You got to do it for your family. And I have to say that this year's was...
amazing.
Yeah.
It's really good. And you've got two different recipes in book one.
I do. I have my...
thinner and denser, right?
I have my mom's and I have...
say lighter and denser.
I have my mom's recipe and I have my Aunt Lalia's. My Aunt Lalia's is a smaller one. You can do it in a KitchenAid mixing. My mom is a bigger batch, makes more. And then I share my friend Anne's family recipe is on our website, as well as a one... masa recipe that way back when I did it with all my followers. And it was like people wanted only one large masa. And I'm like, okay, let's see if we can recreate that. So, and that was neat. So that was the outcome of many people going, well, I do this. What if you do that? And, but I have to tell you, making one masa or making six, it's the same work. It's the same steps.
Yeah.
It's the same time waiting for it to rise. And I always tell people, make more and give it away, you know? Give it to your neighbor. Give it to a friend. Give it to a, you know, that's the best way to do it, you know?
Yeah. And then had an interesting conversation over Easter with my mom.
With yes.
Mm-hmm. Regarding our last podcast where we were taste testing Maria biscuits. My mom really is, God bless you, Mom, number one fan of the podcast.
Love you.
I think. I'm not sure. After the conversation, I'm not sure. But she said that I really made us sound like poor things when I said we only had like saltines when Maria was growing up with Maria biscuits. And that is not the case. And that's not what I was trying to get across.
Yeah.
Not what I was trying to get across.
No, no.
As my mom pointed out to me, we ate very well. We always had snacks in the house. There were always cookies. We always had cakes. There was always plenty of delicious things to
eat.
Yes. Just different.
Just different.
Just different.
Exactly.
Not better or worse.
Not better or worse. Just different.
Just different. So, Mom, I love you. I'm well-fed, as you can tell. I'm still well-fed. The pistachio cakes you used to make are still some of my favorites. So
yeah, that and your angel food
angel
cake.
Angel food cake for
those,
birthday.
That was the thing.
Those were great.
Yeah, I remember. I remember you telling me, so.
Mm.
I know. So see, he does talk about your cookie.
So I want to be fair. My mom kept us well fed. Well fed, and I am not complaining at all.
No.
Just in emphasizing the differences. I'm just emphasizing the differences.
That's it. That's it. So, yeah. So, we just wanted to make this quick one and to talk about Easter. And I hope everything was wonderful for all of you out there, too, you know, and that you were able to get together with friends and family, whether it was the day before Easter, the day of Easter, the day after Easter. You know, I find that whole, those days of getting together with family is so important, and friends. So I hope that you got to do that.
All right. So here's to better springtime weather, because it's so damp and rainy up here in the Northeast.
Oh, it's been awful.
So.
Yeah. It's been awful. But, like, we better have amazing May flowers, because April has been too much showers right now. So let's hope it does bring amazing May flowers for us. But.
You know what Mayflowers bring, don't you?
Pilgrims.
Pilgrims. Okay. Still a great joke.
Still a great joke, yes.
The April showers bring Mayflowers. What do Mayflowers bring? Got to tell the whole joke.
Yes. Pilgrims.
I didn't make that up, but feel free to share it if you want.
And we will be ending our podcasts with a joke from Bob.
Well, that was it. So I don't have another one. That was it.
All right, guys. Well,
let's call it a wrap.
Let's call it a wrap, and we'll be recording some more. So we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for watching.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button, and we'd love to hear your ideas for topics. Ciao.